Now, for a while this week, it looked like Senator Joe Lieberman, the independent from Connecticut, might doom the Democrats' attempt to change health care. And then Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid gave in to Lieberman's demands. In Washington and elsewhere, many Democrats were furious. This morning, we're going to gauge the reaction in Lieberman's home state of Connecticut. Remember station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
The Tower Grill is a small diner just off Route 8 in an industrial area in Waterbury, Connecticut. During his political campaigns, Senator Joseph Lieberman routinely stops at diners like the Tower for his Cup of Joe sessions, scrambled eggs, OJ, and a chance to talk with state residents like Myrna Watanabe. But mention Lieberman's name this morning and Watanabe gets pretty caffeinated, and that's without any coffee.
I would hope that this is the end of him politically. I would truly hope that he's politically finished. I'm pretty angry, as you can tell.
Watanabe is a member of Connecticut's Democratic Central Committee. She says Democrats in the state are furious over Lieberman's opposition to expanding Medicare coverage, an idea he championed as Al Gore's running mate back in 2000 and supported just 3 months ago.
The word that comes to mind is a word that one of my fellow state central committee members used in discussing him, and it's duplicitous. What does Joe want?
Mark Pasniokas has covered Joe Lieberman as a reporter for the Hartford Courant, both when Lieberman was serving as a Democrat and since he was reelected as an independent 3 years ago. Pasniokas says the answer may be center stage. Pasniokas calls Lieberman the luckiest guy in politics because his vote has been so crucial to Democrats.
In 2006, when he won reelection, the Democrats needed him to get to the magic number of 51 senators. Now they need him for 60 votes, which is necessary to move business, to ward off filibusters. So who has that kind of luck? He is the guy.
But Lieberman, whose term is up in 2012, may not be the kind of guy Connecticut Democrats continue to stand behind. Rabbi Joseph Ron Fish has always voted for Lieberman, despite disagreeing with the senator's support of the Iraq War. Not any longer. Lieberman's stance on health care prompted Rabbi Fish to write a letter, signed by nearly 300 clergy across the state, calling on Lieberman to rethink his position on health care.
He said that it was a matter of conscience for him. And for me, this was a bridge too far. As a matter of conscience, I felt that it was important for the senator to hear from me, a constituent, a person who also is guided by conscience, and a member of his religious community.
But not all Connecticut residents disagree with Lieberman.
I think he's the only sane Democrat.
Back at the Tower Grill, Bob Verastro finishes up his breakfast. He's a retired investigator for the State Labor Department and a registered Republican.
I'm a conservative, and Mr. Lieberman is a conservative Democrat, and he's had my vote. Even running against Republicans.
And Gary Somm, a state social worker, says Lieberman's doing the best he can to lower the cost of health care.
He's trying to hold all sides accountable. I trust Joe in his instinct.
But state Democrats are worried, and Joe Lieberman is not their only headache. Senator Chris Dodd's poll numbers are so low, some in the party, like Myrna Watanabe, say he can't win re-election next year. But despite his trouble, Watanabe says she's always got a pretty good sense where Dodd stands on the issues. And that's something she lost a long time ago with Joe Lieberman. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.